Cincinnati Councilman Christopher Smitherman is stepping down as president of the Cincinnati chapter of the NAACP while he runs for re-election. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about why he's taking this step. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So why is Christopher Smitherman stepping down as the NAACP president?
There's been a lot of, it's been kind of a bone of contention among some people in the local chapter that he has been an elected official and a candidate and also president of the NAACP. And, you know, he's gotten some resistance over the years for that. And now he's decided he's going to follow a national NAACP policy, which says that you step down when you're an active candidate for elective office. And he will do that. And then after the election, he says that he will submit his resignation to the local chapter's board of directors, and they can either reject it or accept it. And chances are they're going to reject it. I think he's probably a pretty good bet for re-election, even if he's not re-elected. I think most of the executive board of the local chapter are supporters of his, and will probably give the job back to him. But he's stepping down as the NAACP president and will be a council member running for re-election.
Now, did he do this the last time he ran?
No, he did not. He was president of the NAACP and ran as an independent candidate and obviously was elected.
So who might step in as the president of the local NAACP chapter when he steps down?
Well, the person that's going to take over as acting president is Jim Klingman, who is the founder of the African American Chamber of Commerce in Cincinnati. And he's a very close ally of Smitherman, a friend of Smitherman. So there probably won't be much change, you know, in the direction of the chapter. And he'll step aside if Smitherman comes back.
So we'll just have to wait till the election's over to find out what happens.
Yeah, but one way or the other, he is going to submit his resignation after the election.
He'll submit it after the election?
Yes, okay. After the election, and the board can either accept it or reject it. And if they reject it, then he becomes president again.
Now, you had a column yesterday. You wrote about the latest challenges in the Cincinnati parking lease case. Where does that case stand right now?
Well, right now, the plaintiffs in the case have asked the appeals court, which last week ruled in favor of the city and said that emergency ordinances were not subject to referendum. They've asked the appeals court for a stay so that they can appeal to the Ohio Supreme Court. And if the appeals court issues that stay, it would prevent the city from signing the parking lease agreement. Now, we don't know what's going to happen yet. It should happen sometime very soon. And there was sort of a mini revolution going on city council last week with at least five members signing a motion saying that the parking lease agreement should be repealed, and that there should be a renegotiation of this. Now, they don't have enough votes, and it's very clear that Mark Mallory, the mayor, is not going to put this before council if it becomes an ordinance, because he's a supporter of the parking lease agreement. And it's up to the mayor to assign ordinances to committees and to actually put ordinances on the council agenda. And he made it very clear last week that he's not going to do that under any circumstances. So clearly this parking lease agreement is going to be signed, and then it's going to be a matter of what they do with the money. And the referendum will probably become a moot point.
Now, if they were to get a sixth council member to sign on to trying to repeal it, does council have any power at that point?
I don't think it's going to matter because, you know, there are at least a couple of those people, Winburn and Smitherman, who just want it repealed altogether. There are others who say they want to change it. They want to renegotiate it, repeal the first ordinance, and then have a new ordinance. And so there's disagreement among those people.
Just to quickly, before we wrap up, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, he's running for re-election this year in what could be a tough race. It's caused him to turn to his fellow Senator Rand Paul for support, but they're a bit of an unlikely pair, aren't they?
It's interesting because there's, you know, been a lot of tension between the two of them over the years, but the fact is McConnell's running for re-election next year. Rand Paul is more popular in Kentucky than Mitch McConnell. And he has hired Rand Paul's campaign manager to run his campaign. And he's reaching out to Paul's supporters, the Tea Party people, the libertarians, the ultra-conservatives on fiscal issues, basically out of desperation. He's trying to build a coalition.
Howard, thank you.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org. It's 8:40.